When you understand that, you could understand everything. Because that's a place that you have a lot of those why, chera. Remember to us, when you say chera, you will see the animals grazing. That one. That's the silly part. Yes?
The intellect of Ahmad was not hidden from anyone. His spirit of inspiration was not apprehended by every soul.
That's the point. So everybody looking at the Prophet will see the intelligence over there. Not only see the intelligence, nowadays there are a lot of people that they think, oh, these Prophets, they were clever, successful, son of a guns, I know. Because they lived intelligently, they think it's only intelligence. They think that they were good politicians. They don't get it here. We say there is another breath. The breath of the message. Breath of talking to God. That's in the human being. So when you look at it, everybody was looking at Ahmed. They will see the intelligence, but not the other one. Yes?
The spirit of prophecy has also has actions conformable to reason, but the intellect does not apprehend them, for that is exalted. Sometimes he regards one endowed with the spirit as madness. Sometimes he is bewildered, since it depends on his becoming that.
And he didn't make any sense. A little bit. Because as I told you, the words are critical here, and he's playing with them. First of all, he invented the word of what? The spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy by itself shows that some trick is over there. Then he's really talking about it. And he's saying that, listen, I said, you're not the physic, you're not the life, not the intelligent, you are that breath. Even that one is relative. Even that one is not that in every one of us there is a phone that could ring. It's not like that. It's something that, remember, intelligence cannot understand it. Now I'm explaining it and you say, yes, I got it. Oh, it shouldn't go like that, because intelligence will never understand it. Why? Because it depends when intelligence is looking at that. I'd say the breath of prophecy, that deeper one. It depends. Sometimes looking at it, it looks like a crazy fellow. Because there are times that this real part acts opposite of logic. It's illogical. Remember the case of love and all the illogical part of it. So sometimes we look at it as a crazy fellow. And sometimes he will bewilder. Why? Because this stupid intelligence could never understand it before transforming to become it. Your intelligence is trying to understand that breath, but this intelligence will understand that breath when it unified with it. Before it, it's impossible. So look at you. Your brain is trying to make a meaning in here. That's not the way. When your brain is transformed, means when you're enlightened, then you will see it all. And before that, it doesn't happen. So he brought in the logic like this, is that when we say there are hidden parts, it's not that I'm two-sided. There are several levels of stuff in here, from life itself to intelligence to that prophecy. Look at it. And these are in different levels with kind of explanation and understanding. But remember, intelligence cannot understand that part before becoming the same stuff. That tabdil. You heard that at the beginning of the new year, the Iranian will read some Arabic stuff, which is, oh, the God, the Creator, you who will change everything, change our existence to the better one. Get it closer, because we understand that the change is here. We understand that there is a part of me which is the magical, is hidden. And you say, yes, this is it. Your intelligence will try to understand it. We understand that. But we know it will happen only when your intelligence is transformed to that stuff that I'm talking about. Yes?
As the intellect of Moses was troubled by seeing the reasonable actions of Khadir.
This is the what the problem is. You remember the story. The story of Moses to be that chair, a very bad student. Remember the story of bad student? It goes like this, very simple. You will hear it several times. It's a very old story and a very good movie is made around that. Anyhow, the story goes like this. Moses will find Khadr. Oh my God, what could be better than that? Imagine that you are an engineer, you have a promotion in your office, suddenly you will become the head of engineering department, suddenly you will be represented to a guy who have been engineer for 5,000 years. How do you feel? Because that's what it is. The guy is permanent prophet. And everybody wants to follow him. Remember why? Why Moses wants to follow Khadr? Exactly, because Khadr doesn't die.
It's immortal.
You know why it's immortal? It's green. Khadr in Arabic means green. Because it's the greening. It's the flourishing of the universe. That's the prophet. It's not one man. Okay, one man is playing the role, but this is the endless, non-dying flourishing of the nature, the creation of God. The best gift he gave us is this, that everything is blooming. So that's Khadr. Anyhow, Moses will see Khadr and say, oh, very happy to meet you. I wanted to be your assistant. Please let me be with you. Oh, it always starts like that. And one of the most interesting part of walking this path are those moments that a silly fellow will find someone and will start again. Okay. I say, okay, you want to follow me? One condition. What is the condition? Zip it! That's always the condition. That's the most difficult part. No matter how they say you that and how careful they are, majority of the people get offended and will do some silly stuff when they are said that. Zip it. Because I want to take you to illogical domain and you starting with your silly logic. It doesn't work. So you zip it, it's okay. They come. They walk, it's okay, they enjoy it, it's okay. They arrive to a river, a big river. They cannot cross, there is no bridge. Did you get it? They are walking together, partners. They arrive to a river. Remember the river? Oh, all the Indian, half of the Indian history is based on that river, that Siddhartha stuff, that's the river. And they cannot cross it. You need an instrument. They look around, there's a boat. They hop in the boat. They paddle on the other side, they come down. Before going away, Khadr will break the boat. Moses? What did you do this? First of all, this is not ours. It was someone else's. And we used it. It was good for us. Why do you break it? Did I tell you, shut up? Okay. They go away. They arrive to a place. An old man and a woman will invite them as a guest, and they will feed them and everything, and they enjoy it. Next morning they wake up. This old man and a woman, they have only one son. Before saying goodbye, or maybe after saying goodbye, Hosea will cut the head of the guy. How do you like that? They treated us like that. We were the guests and everything. Now you killed their son. Shut up. Third time. They arrive. There is this stupid road which is crossing one empty lot. You see that when there's an empty lot, there is always a crossing. Hosea will stop and say, let's repair this broken wall. Go and bring me the stone and the mud and stuff so Moses will work. It's not that we're going to say. This was some people will come and go. Why did you do this? Zed? You silly guy. I told you don't talk. When there are something you don't understand, you should shut up. You're talking with the master, don't you? This village we're in, these poor people, every year, when it's the time of collecting all the fruits and stuff, the thieves will come and will take away everything. So for the winter time, they have the minimum. And the springtime, they don't have enough seed to even plant. I broke the boat. So the thieves, they cannot cross the river this year. Next year they will, doesn't matter, because this year they will have enough to eat, they will have enough to plant. Next time they have enough to feed even the thieves. So again, those two fellows, they had this bad kid, and because of him, they wouldn't reproduce anymore, and he was a bad guy. Now God will give him a lot of good children. And here, something is hidden behind this wall, because the guy had hidden everything over there for his children. The children are small now. So this will be recovered and will be confiscated by other people. Now we make this wall, it takes a couple of years. The children will grow up and find everything is good. The moral. He will kick the Moses out. What is the moral of this? There are two different ways of connection. One is the connection that you could have with this lady as a teacher. As a scientific teacher, you could say, I want to learn from you. She has to say, okay, and she will teach you, and you will question, and she will try to prove it to you. And in 50 years, everybody will realize that everything was nonsense. This is what science is. The stuff we are talking about, first of all, if you believe in someone, is there half a belief? I believe in this fellow, but I had questioned that. You see it? What's wrong over there? Here, if you follow, you should really follow. You should understand that there are some other reasoning and they don't have to explain everything to you right at the beginning. You should be patient, because a lot of this stuff you will learn slowly, because your heart should learn, not your ear. It's about passion. It's about love.